From the KMNN studios, this is the Kids Morning News Network.
Happy Friday. It's March 22nd, 2024. And I'm Alex in the KMNN studio in New York. This is the 50th episode of the Kids Morning News Network. Wow! I can't believe it. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been around for a while, let me know what you think. Should I change anything? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Get your grown-up to help and drop me a line at kidsmorningnews@gmail.com. Now, you didn't hear this from me, but it's National Goof-Off Day, so I'm out of here. Yeah, just kidding. I'll goof off later. It's Friday, after all. A launch to the International Space Station had to be scrubbed just 20 seconds before liftoff yesterday. The Russian Soyuz rocket had a crew of three aboard, including NASA astronaut Tracy Dyson. But when one of the engines failed to start, the launch was automatically aborted. The crew was able to safely exit the rocket, and they may try to launch again tomorrow. Fortunately for the seven crew members already up in the ISS, a cargo rocket did lift off successfully from Florida yesterday. That will dock with the ISS tomorrow, with supplies for the crew currently in orbit. The Stanley Cup is the trophy the pro hockey teams fight tooth and nail over. Or should we say, fight stick and puck over? And it all started on this day, March 22nd, in 1892, with a guy named Lord Stanley. He was from England, but Queen Victoria made him Governor General of Canada. He got over there, saw a hockey game, and he was hooked. He may have been hockey's first super fan. Lord Stanley decided to donate a fancy cup as a prize for the best team in Canada. It wasn't called the Stanley Cup back then. He thought it should be the Dominion Hockey Challenge Cup. Dominion because back then Canada was called the Dominion of Canada. It was actually part of England. The first Stanley Cup trophy was a bowl about 7.5 inches high and 11.5 inches across. It was made in England and it cost Lord Stanley about $50 in US dollars, which today would be like $1,500. Now the cup they use today is a different one. The one they use today is about 3 feet tall. But it has a reproduction of that original cup mounted on top. The first time the cup was awarded was in 1893, and right from the start, everybody else called it the Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley said it was for amateur teams and had to be returned every year, and that's still the case. Unlike a lot of trophies, teams can only keep the Stanley Cup while they're the champions. The first team to win it was the Montreal Hockey Club. In 1914, teams outside of Canada became eligible to win the cup, and since 1926, it's only been awarded to NHL teams, the professionals. So each team gets a year with the cup, and each player gets it for a day. Drinking out of the cup has become a tradition. It's also been thrown into swimming pools, it's gone fishing, and it's been lost a bunch of times. Today, the Stanley Cup is like a rock star. It gets its own plane tickets, security guards, and even a special case to protect it from enthusiastic hockey players who might want to use it as a giant helmet or something. Winning the Stanley Cup is a dream come true for any hockey player. But you know who never saw it get awarded? Lord Stanley. By the time that first cup was ready, he'd already gone back to England. It's riddle time. Wednesday's riddle was, I can't talk to you, but I'll talk back if you speak to me. What am I? Answer, an echo. All right, today's riddle is, when is the number 4 half of five?
Huh?
When is the number four half of five? Answer on Monday. All right, I hope you had a chance to listen to special correspondent Liam's story about living with ADHD this past Wednesday. If you didn't, it was episode 49. Check it out. Today, special correspondent Liam is back with one of his favorite topics, food. And in particular, his recipe for fried eggs, which I can tell you are mighty tasty. Take it away, special correspondent Liam.
There are two different types of fried eggs. This is just the most basic one. I think they're the best I've ever had. My recipe is, well, first you have to get the right type of frying pan. You need about a teaspoon of butter. Let that melt. How I tell the butter's ready is when it starts to boil. And then I put the egg in, and then when it starts to cook a bit, then I cut it into like four parts so that it can cook better. And then after that, wait a bit, and then you should flip it. Well, before that, it's easier to flip it if it's in smaller parts. So I recommend cutting it for sure. Oh, and one of the important things, don't let it sit in one place for too long. Same with the butter. You need a spatula to move it around. After you flip it, or before, but definitely after it's mostly cooked, you should put salt and pepper. That's really good seasoning. And then after that, once it starts to like pop and crackle and like shoot pieces everywhere, burning hot pieces of eggs go flying, then that's when it's ready for sure. Oh, and also do not wear anything like shaggy while you're doing it. It's a fire hazard. And if you're a kid, then always have a grown-up with you.
Good advice. Safety first. Thanks again, special correspondent Liam. Busy week for you. You're here twice, but it's always great to have you. And we're planning a report from special correspondent Finn on Monday. On Wednesday, we talked about the spring equinox, which means that it is officially springtime. That magical time when the cold places start to thaw out and things come alive again. The reason we get springtime and all the seasons is because the Earth is tilted like a big ball that's tilted. As it goes around the sun, different parts get more or less sunlight. In spring, the part of the Earth where you live, assuming you're not living right near the equator, starts tilting more toward the sun, and that means warmer days and shorter nights. And then in the autumn, the reverse happens. Your part of the Earth tilts away from the sun. Days get cooler and the nights get longer. One of the most amazing things about spring is seeing nature wake up from its winter nap. Flowers are like sleepyheads who finally decide to peek out of their beds. Trees that were bare skeletons sprout tiny green leaves, like putting on a fresh leafy outfit. But spring isn't just about plants playing fashion show. Animals come out of hiding. Baby birds hatch and chirp in the trees. It's also baby time for a lot of other animals, from fluffy bunnies to wobbly fawns. And for people, it's like a giant get outside and play day that lasts for hopefully a couple of months. So next time you feel that warm sunshine on your face and see the flowers blooming, remember, spring is here. It's time to celebrate new beginnings, enjoy the outdoors, and maybe even witness a baby animal emerge from its hiding spot. Pretty cool, right? Fittingly for spring, it looks like it's going to be a stormy weekend. We have one line of storms moving through the central states today and another moving into the northwest, which will make its way east as the weekend goes along. If you're planning to be outside enjoying the spring weather, you might be dodging raindrops or snowflakes. And that's it for episode number 50. Thank you very much for listening. If you like this episode, please go ahead and like it on your podcast app. And subscribe, share, and spread the word about the Kids Morning News Network. Grown-ups, if you'd like to become a supporter, there's a link in the episode description. Even just $3 a month will help with production costs. That's less than a dollar a week. I'll be back Monday. I hope you are too. Have a great weekend. From the KMNN Newsroom, this is Alex signing off.